RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Villonaire. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Bill On Air, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Kruger Novoa, Carlos Borges y quien les habla, Carolina Pumpkin Rojas. Tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas Invil. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
We are here to teach you a little, but to scare you a lot.
Hello, Wing. Hello, dear old.
This is a scary week, isn't it?
Well, Caro, that voice really scared me. So please stop doing that. Actually, I think this could be a week where our thoughts can be switched a bit.
Did you hear, guys? It sounded weird. I'll go and check. Don't move, guys. I'll be right back.
No! No!
Hey, what's wrong with Leo?
I don't know. Leo!
Can you see me?
Well, actually, I can't.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but can you listen to me? So let's start.
Oh, damn, what's going on? Oh, I think that we better start. Okay, let's get started.
If you could choose to be any monster or creature, what would it be?
Oh, if I could, it would be a basilisk. A legendary lizard who could kill a man with stare.
Wow, you are so dangerous, Caro. Well, if I could be a monster or a creature, it would be a werewolf. Ow, ow, ow!
When it comes to monsters, I would like to scare a lot.
Or to enjoy a lot.
So, I'll be either the Cookie Monster or the Boogeyman.
Wow, I mean, to be scary, that sounds really interesting. I mean, Leo, the Boogeyman is that one we call El Coco in Spanish?
Yes!
Okay, nice. It sounds... rather than creepy, tender.
¡Mamá!
¿Cuál? Lisa, ¿qué pasa?
Tuve una pesadilla.
Ay, nena, recuéstate y cuéntamelo todo.
Bueno, sé que es absurdo, pero soñé que el Coco venía por mí y que...
¡Ay, el Coco! Hay que tapiar las ventanas. Voy por la escopeta. Bart, no quiero asustarte, pero tal vez el Coco... ¡El Coco está en la casa!
¡Wow! You know, today weird things are happening. That's why I ask you about monsters. But I have another bizarre question. Do you think there are really witches and monsters living amongst us in the real world? Or are those things just from our imagination?
Well, actually, Leo, I think that it's part of our imagination, of course.
Are you kidding, Charlie? You are talking to Leo, but you can't see him, and you are saying that it's imagination. So, I am imagining him too.
Am I right?
I have 3 terrifying facts about witches that will make you believe they actually exist for you.
Potions and their ingredients. Names like cat's paw or maiden hair, often written as ingredients of spells or potions, are code words used in place of plants. It was a common practice among farming people to disguise the names of herbs and other such plants so that others wouldn't know what their different recipes and potions actually contained. Some other actually the proper names for certain herbs. There really are plants called serpent's tongue, bird's foot, and mouse's ear. Paganism. The term pagan originally meant rustic or country dweller. Paganism refers to ancient religions like Druidry or the pantheons of the Greek and Roman Empire. Paganism refers to new faith systems of reconstructions of old religions like Wicca and Theodism. The 4 categories of neo-paganism are animism, the belief that non-human entities are spiritual beings, polytheism, belief in more than one god, pantheism, the view that the universe or nature and God are identical, and shamanism, the belief that shamans are intermediaries or messengers between the human world and the spirit worlds. Divination and philtres. Ornithomancy is the Greek term for the practice of divination by observing the flight of some birds. Margaritomancy is a form of divination which uses a pearl-covered vase which was utilized during trials. The vase was placed near a fire while names of subjects were read aloud. When the name of the guilty person was pronounced, supposedly the pearl would bound up and pierce the bottom of the vase. Philtre, a potion that causes one to fall in love with another person, were popular in the Middle Ages, but lost favor to charms and spells in the 17th and 18th centuries. Philtres are still produced in some folk magic traditions, but are strictly forbidden in most neo-pagan religions.
Literature Time. Let the words transport you to a brand new world.
Hey guys, by the way, I'm a bit scared, but I want to ask you this. What is your favorite magical story or character in a book or film?
Well, I prefer literature, and I want to share with you a piece of one of the most famous and frightening tales by Edgar Allan Poe, The Telltale Heart. Okay, let's listen to it.
True. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease has sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all was the sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken, and observe how healthily, how calmly, I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to tell how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none, passion there was none. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold I had no desire. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. One of his eyes resembled that of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold, and so by degrees
very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man, and thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now, this is the point. You fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing, but you shouldn't have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I proceeded. With what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation I went to work. I was never kinder to the old man than during the whole week before I killed him. And every night about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it. Oh, so gently. And then I had made an opening sufficient for my head. I put in a dark lantern, all closed, so that no light shone out. And then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I thrust it in. I moved it slowly, very, very slowly, so that it might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed. Ha! Would a madman have been so wise as this? And then, when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, oh so cautiously, cautiously, for the hinges creaked. I undid it just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture eye. And this I did for 7 long nights, every night just at midnight. But I found the eye always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work, for it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning, when the day broke, I went boldly into the chamber and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a hurried tone and inquiring how he had passed the night. So you see, he would have been a very profound old man, indeed, to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him while he slept.
So intense.
Yeah, so let's listen to the Spanish version of this tale.
Es cierto, siempre he sido nervioso, muy nervioso, terriblemente nervioso. Pero ¿por qué afirman ustedes que estoy loco? La enfermedad había agudizado mis sentidos en vez de destruirlos o embotarlos. Y mi oído era el más agudo de todos. Oía todo lo que se puede oír en la tierra y en el cielo. Muchas cosas oí en el infierno. ¿Cómo puedo estar loco entonces? Escuchen y observen con cuánta cordura, con cuánta tranquilidad les cuento mi historia. Me es imposible decir cómo aquella idea me entró en la cabeza por primera vez, pero una vez concebida, me acosó noche y día. Yo no perseguía ningún propósito, ni tampoco estaba colérico. Quería mucho al viejo. Jamás me había hecho nada malo. Jamás me insultó. Su dinero no me interesaba. Me parece que fue su ojo. Sí, eso fue. Tenía un ojo semejante al de un buitre. Un ojo celeste y velado por una tela. Cada vez que lo clavaba en mí, se me helaba la sangre. Y así, poco a poco, muy gradualmente me fui decidiendo a matar al viejo y librarme de aquel ojo para siempre. Presten atención ahora. Ustedes me toman por loco, pero los locos no saben nada. En cambio, si hubieran podido verme, si hubieran podido ver con qué habilidad procedí, con qué cuidado, con qué previsión, con qué disimulo me puse a la obra. Jamás fui más amable con el viejo que la semana antes de matarlo. Todas las noches, hacia las 11, hacía yo girar el picaporte de su puerta y la abría. ¡Oh, tan suavemente! Y entonces, cuando la abertura era lo bastante grande para pasar la cabeza, levantaba una linterna sorda, cerrada, completamente cerrada, de manera que no se viera ninguna luz, y tras ella pasaba la cabeza. ¡Oh, ustedes se hubieran reído al ver cuán astutamente pasaba la cabeza! La movía lentamente, muy, muy lentamente, a fin de no perturbar el sueño del viejo. Me llevaba una hora entera introducir completamente la cabeza por la abertura de la puerta. hasta verlo tendido en su cama. ¿Eh? ¿Es que un loco hubiera sido tan prudente como yo? Y entonces, cuando tenía la cabeza completamente dentro del cuarto, abría la linterna cautelosamente. ¡Oh, tan cautelosamente! Sí, cautelosamente iba abriendo la linterna, pues crujían las bisagras. La iba abriendo lo suficientemente para que un solo rayo de luz cayera sobre el ojo de buitre. Y esto lo hice durante 7 largas noches. Cada noche a las 12. Pero siempre encontré el ojo cerrado. Y por eso me era imposible cumplir mi obra. Porque no era el viejo quien me irritaba, sino el mal de ojo. Y por la mañana, apenas iniciado el día, entraba sin miedo a su habitación y le hablaba resueltamente, llamándolo por su nombre con voz cordial y preguntándole cómo había pasado la noche. Ya ven ustedes que tendría que haber sido un viejo muy astuto para sospechar que todas las noches, justamente a las 12, iba yo a mirarlo mientras dormía.
Wow, that was intense, scary, and creepy. No apaguen las luces. We'll be right back.
In Villonair.
Happy Halloween. Leave now while you still can.
Leave now before Master finds you. Who is that knocking at my door? Who is that knocking at my door? Who is that knocking at my door? Be gone with you.
Ecos. Encuentros, experiencias en comunicación y sociedad. Ahora en nuestra emisora institucional, Radio UNAD Virtual Colombia.
Escúchanos todos los lunes a las 4:30 de la tarde solo por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Ok, estamos de vuelta. And now, let's listen to another kind of literature. The poem Scary Room in the voice of Joanna Mante.
There is a ghost in my room, and a witch on a broom. Vampires under my bed, a headless monster in the shed. All these characters are pretty scary. The werewolf is very hairy. They always seem to appear at night. To protect me, I need a knight. Which one do I fear the most? It's gotta be that ugly ghost. Always walking without head, he called himself Mr. Fred.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the war.
Okay, guys. I would like to know about Halloween.
Yeah. There is a lot to know and to discover about Halloween. And today we have in our section Culture and Civilization a lot about Halloween history.
Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom and Northern France celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. A time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghost of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the druids or Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. For a people entirely dependent on the volatile natural world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. Today's Halloween traditions. The American Halloween tradition, or trick or treating, probably dates back to the early All Souls Day parades in England. During the festivities, poor citizens would beg for food and families would give them pastries called soul cakes in return for their promise to pray for the family's dead relatives. The distribution of soul cakes was encouraged by the church as a way to replace the ancient practice of leaving food and wine for roaming spirits. The practice, which was referred to as going a-souling, was eventually taken up by children who would visit the houses in their neighborhood and be given ale, food, and money. The tradition of dressing in costume for Halloween has both European and Celtic roots. Hundreds of years ago, winter was an uncertain and frightening time. Food supplies often ran low, and for the many people afraid of the dark, the short days of winter were full of constant worry. On Halloween, when it was believed that ghosts came back to the earthly world, people thought that they would encounter ghosts if they left their homes. To avoid being recognized by these ghosts, people would wear masks when they left their homes after dark, so that the ghosts would mistake them for fellow spirits. On Halloween, to keep ghosts away from their houses, people would place bowls of food outside their homes to appease the ghosts and prevent them from attempting to enter.
My Mind Teasers. Be smarter,
be smarter,
be faster,
be smart,
be
faster.
The master.
Alone.
Hey, Charlie, I have an idea.
I will kill you.
Why don't we sing a song so we can have Leo back with us?
Yeah, this is really famous. It's gonna be really famous during this day, so let's give the rhythm to it.
Okay.
At the one, at the two, at the three.
Trick or treat, trick or treat, give me something good to eat. Apples, peaches, tangerines, happy, happy Halloween.
Shh, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
We really have to stop. What happened here?
Hi, Leo.
I'm back here.
Hey,
finally.
What happened with you?
I don't know. I was like in the fourth dimension. I saw the light and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw the tunnel at the end of the road.
Yeah. I almost crossed it, but I'm here.
Okay, it's
I'm
really
so
nice to see
you
here,
you
man.
Again here, Leo.
Yeah.
We were so scared, man.
Yeah. And remember, this is the famous Halloween song. If you want to sing it, you can find the lyrics down on our Facebook account in the section Mind Teasers.
Le recordamos a nuestra audiencia que nos está en este momento escuchando la letra de esta canción tan común en esta época de Halloween. La encontramos en nuestra sección de Facebook, Mind Teaser.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no.
Inville today,
that bass, about that bass.
News
no
and interviews to be tuned with Inville.
About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Okay, bueno muchachos, vamos a pasar a otro tema que es escalofriante para muchos. Que es la definición de las pruebas Saber Pro. Vamos a hablar un poco sobre la aula de preparación y simulador Saber Pro inglés.
Bien, se acerca la época de exámenes finales y por lo general esto nos genera un poco de ansiedad. Para todos los estudiantes que hacen una carrera profesional o técnica, es necesario presentar una prueba de estado. Estamos hablando de la prueba Saber Pro. Por esto, a los estudiantes que se van a presentar a la prueba Saber Pro el próximo 20 de noviembre, les recordamos que tienen acceso a los simuladores de entrenamiento y práctica para que conozcan la prueba y se familiaricen con ella. Pueden acceder para cada programa académico y además tenemos un aula para la práctica de inglés como competencia genérica. Allí podrán hacer todo un proceso autónomo en el que hacen un diagnóstico, un entrenamiento y el simulacro. Asimismo, tenemos un video tutorial y lo pueden consultar en nuestro canal UNAD como instructivo para acceso y navegación en el aula de entrenamiento Prueba Saber Pro Inglés. Toda la documentación relacionada la encuentran en los simuladores. Así que esperamos que aprovechen estos espacios académicos que se abren para su formación y fortalecen la autoconfianza en la presentación de la prueba.
Ok, muy bien, Carito. Espero que todos los estudiantes aprovechen esta gran oportunidad.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world.
Hello everybody, my name is Carlos Camacho, Inville English tutor. This time I will talk to you about the Halloween celebration in the United Kingdom. Halloween is an ancient festival. It's full of superstitions. In the old days, people lit bonfires to ward away evil spirits, and in some places they used to jump over the fire to bring good luck. Now we light candles in pumpkins lanterns called jack-o'-lanterns. This is intended to scare away evil spirits from the home. Halloween was also a time to honor the dead and divine the future. Halloween is also related to hazelnuts. The hazelnut was sacred to ancient Celts. They were believed to have divine powers and was sacred to poets. The magic power of this nut was considered to be especially powerful on Halloween and was often used in marriage divinations. Finally, apple bobbing. Float a number of apples in a bowl of water and try to catch one using your teeth. When you have caught one, peel it and one unbroken strip and throw the strip of peel over your left shoulder. The layer of peel forms is the initial of your future husband or wife.
Do you want to know people's opinion about different topics? I'm hurting, baby. Don't forget to listen to the weekly poll. Remember, you can also take part in it. We want to hear from you. I'm something weak. You
got me begging, begging. If you could choose to be any monster or creature, what would it be? Thank you so much for your answers, and of course, why?
If I could be a monster, I think I would be a politician to scare anyone away.
I will kill you.
Hi guys, this is Adolfo León Restrepo speaking from the city of Palmira in Valle del Cauca. According to the question, if I could be a monster or a creature, what would it be and why? Well, if I could be a monster or a creature, I would like to be a winged lion, which is a mythological creature that resembles a lion with bird-like wings. I'd like to be this creature because, first of all, it's mythological, and mythology calls my attention a lot. Then the lion is actually my middle name, and it is actually my favorite animal. And the idea of flying, having wings to fly, is also a big dream. So yes, I think that that will be the animal that I would like to be. A winged lion, that will be the creature I would like to be.
If I could be a creature or any monster, I would like to be a darkness creature to scare all the thieves who want to kill and steal at night. but I would like that this creature will have many elastic legs to jump and run easily and catch any criminal person.
Hello everybody, this is Yvonne. If I could be a monster, I would be Sullivan, and the protagonist of the movie Monsters, Inc.
Now, give us a big, loud roar.
Mr. Waternoose, there's no time for this!
Come on, what are you waiting for? Roar!
But sir!
Roar!
Why? Because of his talent as a skater. Remember that in the movie he is the top skater. Also, he has a humble side. He is a well-meaning creature who always tries to do the right thing. I love his physical appearance, so I would like to be huge if I could be a monster. I would like to have blue fur with purple spots, as he has. And no more.
Hello everybody, this is Kevin. Today I will answer to this question. If you could be a monster creature, what would you be? Well, I think I would be a dragon. In my opinion, the dragon is the most amazing creature could or couldn't ever exist. Okay, imagine this. You are a huge flying reptile-like creature which can fly, can scare people and breathe fire. In one single expression, you are on the top of the food chain. You can also get a well-paid job in any blockbuster Hollywood movies like The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Dragonheart, How to Train Your Dragon, and the yet-coming Pete and the Dragon. So, power and money both come together. For this reason, my favorite legendary creature is the dragon. Goodbye.
Welcome to Hocus Pocus English. Change the way to deal with your daily English.
Hello, dear Invillionaire friends. I am Diana Gómez. Aprovechando que estamos en un mes muy especial del año, en donde todos ponemos a volar nuestra imaginación con personajes mágicos y fantásticos por el día de Halloween, quiero compartir con ustedes unas palabras de miedo en inglés que las podemos utilizar para contextualizarnos en esta festividad. Primero hablemos del miedo. Hay varias palabras que puedes usar para decir que alguien está asustado o que tú estás asustado. Terrifying, aterrador. La usas para describir algo que te da mucho miedo, un fantasma, un disfraz o una película. Horrifying, terrorífico. La usas más para describir un lugar o una situación en particular. Paralyzing fear, miedo paralizante. Lo usas para hablar de situaciones donde estás tan aterrado que no sabes cómo reaccionar. Spooky, escalofriante. Lo usas cuando un lugar o situación te da esa sensación de inseguridad que te dice que no debes estar cerca. Goosebumps, escalofríos. Se emplea para hablar de esa sensación rara, similar a cosquillas, que recorre tu espalda y a veces pasa cuando estás nervioso. Pero, ¿qué sería de las palabras escalofriantes sin las cosas que dan miedo? Aquí hay algunas palabras en inglés que hablan de monstruos y apariciones populares en esta época del gal. Poltergeist, aparición. Se usa comúnmente para referirse cuando una presencia espectral se manifiesta de alguna manera, usualmente moviendo cosas de alguna forma. Les recomiendo ver la película con este nombre. Chainsaw, sierra eléctrica. Admito que esta palabra no es muy aterradora, pero hay que admitir que es un arma tradicionalmente usada en muchas películas de terror. Monster, monstruo. Es una palabra algo genérica. Realmente se puede usar para describir a cualquier criatura aterradora que veas. Witch, bruja. También hay otras palabras que vale la pena mencionar como exorcism, exorcismo, witchcraft, brujería, werewolf, hombre lobo, vampires, vampiros, mummy, momia, haunted house, casa embrujada. Espero que estas palabras te ayuden a poder platicar respecto a Halloween con amigos de todo el mundo. Si sabes alguna otra palabra que quieras compartir, no dudes en dejar un comentario. ¡Feliz Trick or Treat! ¡Bye!
The world. We share because we care.
Gracias a nuestros compañeros en estudio. Y esta semana en nuestras redes sociales, Marcela Jola, César Rendón y Víctor Manuel Suárez nos siguieron en Twitter. Dubai Zipper y Cosalinda55 en Instagram. No olvides nuestra sección de Mind Teasers, donde podrás encontrar trabalenguas, adivinanzas, entre otras cosas curiosas del idioma inglés. Muchas felicitaciones a Carlos Vázquez y Joana Mante en su cumpleaños. Muchas bendiciones para ellos y su familia. Sigan compartiendo sus opiniones en la sección de The Weekly Poll y comentando con sus amigos de este su espacio de Invil on Air. La próxima semana más de nuestras redes sociales. Quien les habla, Tatiana Contreras. And remember, learning English is awesome. Bye.
Ok, Invil on Air. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Recuerden, síganos en Facebook en arroba Invil on Air is back, Twitter arroba Invil on Air y en Instagram Invil OA. También nos puedes llamar y darnos tus sugerencias al siguiente número 373-4098 en Bogotá. Te escuchamos. Invil on Air.
And that looking glass gets broke. Mama's gonna buy you a winter cloak. And if that winter cloak's too cold, Mama's
seven days.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,